This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ann Arbor, Michigan is whence today's Big Picture Economic Indicator arrives. Every month, the good people at the University of Michigan put out a survey of consumers from which we get a report known as consumer sentiment. And this morning's report showed that the early March sentiment of we, the American consumers, is pretty good. Thanks. The current sentiment index was up more than 4%, and expectations for the future were up more than 5%. And yet, there is a growing pile of economic data that points to a slowing economy in manufacturing and retail, home building as well. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tries to square that circle.
What are consumers feeling good about? You got to start with jobs. The Labor Department just reported near-record job openings, and a lot of people are voluntarily leaving their jobs to get new ones. That's what 26-year-old Justin Hurdle of Arlington, Virginia did recently, moving from the private sector to a nonprofit.
Being able to be comfortable to take a pay cut from where I was, I know I'm lucky, make a decent living, have a good place to live.
Kim Goodman's feeling solid, too. She's 50 and loves her job managing an ethanol plant in St. Louis.
My husband and I both have jobs. We have insurance. We have what we need. Family-wise.
Not so great. Her 20-something sons are struggling.
And I watch people lose their jobs and lose what they were going to do the rest of their life. I would feel easier about the economy if things just didn't bounce all over the place all the time. Stores that you never thought would close, close. Now they're done.
And that positive but cautious consumer attitude is widespread, especially among people in their 20s and 30s who often have student loans to pay and ladders to climb. Caroline Sharp is 35. She's an independent video producer in Los Angeles. Her husband works in the film industry.
We talk about buying a house every once in a while and do the math and come up with that it's not really feasible yet. We don't have children yet, mostly because of the expense.
She's pretty confident the house and the family will come if only the economy can stay in good shape like it is now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.